Thank you for coming today. As she said, my name is Winona LaDuke. I'm from the White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota, Anishinaabe, or Ojibwe, more commonly known as in this country. I'm here mostly because I'm a mother, and I'm a mother who's concerned pretty much about the future of all children. As a mother, I don't really understand why I should be more concerned about how much sugar is in my kid's breakfast cereal rather than how much PCBs is in my kid's tissue. And that's really what it gets to be after a while in this society and the level of contamination which is occurring. We are here because we would like to support groups and people who work on honoring the earth. We want to support those grassroots organizations in Native communities and others who are working to defend the earth and try to keep things in a way that we can live for the seventh generation to come. And as well, we are here because we want to support communities like those at Akwesasne, who I see the representative just came in, who are saying no, who are putting up some boundaries and saying, oh, this is pretty much enough is enough. And we've had enough contamination in our community. The Honor the Earth campaign has been in existence since 1993. We've done a number of shows over that period of time with tours in 93 and 95, and Amy and Emily, I'm sure, will talk more about it. And during the course of that, raised a lot of money and generated a lot of political action around grassroots Native environmental issues. A lot of you know, in living in New York State, and anyone who lives near Indian communities generally know that there is not very high attention to the issues of Native communities. But very much the issues of Native communities are not just Native issues. They are really about the issues of all people. The issues of if women should breastfeed their children are not Native issues. Those are fundamentally issues of human health. The issues of nuclear waste contamination are not just Native issues. They are issues that all of us are affected by because nuclear radiation knows no color boundaries. Part of the goal of the tour has been to raise awareness on these issues and to generate the kind of attention on these issues that they deserve, and to generate political action cards. We have some that we are passing out at the shows around the issue of nuclear waste and in the state of New York around the issues of the contamination of the Akwesasne Mohawk Reservation by GM in the Superfund site. We're fortunate to have Sam join us today. It is, history is an ironic thing because many of you know, if you've been journalists for years here, that his father was very supportive as well of Native issues. And years ago, when we first met Amy and Emily, myself, it was on a concert called the Ban the Dam Jam, which was opposing James Bay II. Some of you may remember as journalists that the New York Power Authority had the single largest contract for a huge dam that was to go in northern Canada and devastate an area about the size of New England and impact Cree and Inuit communities in northern Quebec. Now, I don't believe that New York would flood all of upstate New York to keep the lights on in New York City, but the proposal at that time was for Hydro-Quebec to pretty much impact an area at least of that size. And that is racism at its absolute core, that someone should have to sacrifice their ecosystem to keep the lights on in New York City. It was through the hard work of his father and many other individuals on a grassroots level, groups like those we are profiling in the Honor the Earth campaign, that we were able to stop James Bay II, and the New York Power Authority did cancel its contract for James Bay II. Those are the kinds of issues that we have worked on historically in the campaign through the tours in 95 and then this tour this year. Specifically, the issues that we are focused on this year in New York, as I said, is the fact that GM is the single largest corporation in the world, tops the U.S. Fortune 500 list and tops the world Fortune 500 list, but somehow cannot figure out that it should spend $15 million in cleaning up a Superfund site. I think it's cheap and I think it's shameful that they want to subject the people of Akwesasne, the Mohawk people, to that kind of contamination. Their main focus has been in trying to get the EPA to allow the reclassification of the site from a cleanup to a containment and up the allowable levels of PCBs from 10 parts per million to 500 parts per million, which is a human health hazard of large proportions. So we are here supporting the Mohawk people, and Gaji Cook will be joining us to talk more about that issue. As well, we are working nationally to oppose a bill which is now in Congress called H.R. House of Representatives Bill 1270, the Nuclear Waste Transport Act. It was passed in the Senate as Senate Bill 104. Yes, Kaji, thank you, Kaji. And that bill allows utilities on the east coast of the United States and the 108 nuclear power plants in this country to move their waste across the country. The proposed site at this point is a place called Yucca Mountain, which is in western Shoshone territory in Nevada. And as well, there's been a number of utilities on the east coast of the United States which have contracted with the Skull Valley Goshutes in a private deal, including Consolidated Edison, to move waste to a small reservation called Skull Valley Goshute Reservation in Utah. Just to give you an idea, there's 110 people on the reservation. They have a dirt road. They have pretty much no infrastructure, and they are 40 miles west of Salt Lake City. You know, the irony of the situation is that after all this millions of dollars that have been spent of the nuclear industry, the smartest minds in the country, all those ratepayers and taxpayers, subsidies and money go into all of them, all they can come up with for America's nuclear waste pretty much at this point in time is to truck it out to some Indian reservations in the western United States. And I think that that idea is shameful. But it's not only that that is shameful, it's that it poses a public health hazard to America. What we are talking about is 15,000 shipments of nuclear waste going on America's highways and going on America's rails. And you may not think that that is really a big issue to you, but maybe you're not one of the 50 million Americans that live within a mile of one of those major interstates. Now, the question that I have just as a mother, and I think that a lot of us should have, is a local fire department in some town ready if one of those casks drops off? That's a question that should be asked. There's a lot of other questions that should be asked of those industries before we allow that kind of massive transport of that hazardous substance across the country. So this tour is about drawing attention to that issue and saying, first of all, let's not move anything until we figure out what to do with it. And also asking the question of, you know, as I explain it, I'm kind of a simple person in my own way, but I'm a mother of a seven-year-old. And I say that I have a seven-year-old son, and he's not allowed to bring out new toys and make a new mess until he cleans up his old mess. That's pretty much how it works in my house. And that's what I think the question we have to ask both the nuclear industry and GM is, why are they allowed to make a new mess without cleaning up their old mess? That is the question that I think that is a common sense question that should be asked by Americans. And that is the question that this tour is asking in the shows that we are doing up ahead and trying to generate interest and awareness, not on these issues as native issues, but really on these issues as fundamental human issues and issues of our ability to live and the ability of our children and our descendants to live. So again, I want to thank you and turn it back over to Agnes to introduce.